Banania Episode 1, The First Bruise. In the vast contradictions of space, there hangs a giant banana, populated by those only known as the Bananians. Herein lies our story, the story of a young man named Ognam Crimble. Appropriately enough, the diet of the Bananians consisted entirely of bananas, which fortunately for them was the only edible matter that grew on the entire planet. Though the Bananians were vast and technologically advanced, they were also short-sighted and greedy. As a result, their once fruitful planet was suffering from a dwindling supply of bananas. Our story begins in a small banana burger shack just south of the impoverished capital.
Hello there, what can I do for you?
Hello, Ognam Trainee.
Ognam Crimble, actually. What can I get you?
Just a banana burger, please.
Okay, that will be 1,000 credits, please.
Another price hike.
Hey, I just work here. Okay, that will just be a couple of minutes.
That was Banania Day by Bono Arthur. You're listening to The Peel, and now it's time for the new.
Hey, can you turn that
up? Earlier today, the 1st Battalion of troops landed on planet Earth in stage 1 of our glorious Emperor's plan to capture the banana-rich planet and turn it into a banana farming planet.
Here you go! Here is your banana burger!
You hear that? The banana shortage should come to an end before you know it.
What's the point in traveling halfway across the galaxy to a planet that may or may not have the supply of bananas that we need? And that may only last us for who knows how long.
I have a letter here for an Ognam Crimble.
Wait, you live here?
Well, not here. In the basement.
Meanwhile, at that same moment, General Rape was on his way to meet the sender of that letter. The general was a giant creature, supported by his one good leg and a wooden peg leg. No one knows how he lost the leg, and no one dared to ask.
Ah, General Rape. How's the leg?
Still a peg.
Jolly good, jolly good. Have a seat. Now, General, I have some bad news. I'm afraid while our 1st Battalion of troops made it to planet Earth all right, we ran into a spot of bother once we actually landed. Seems our intelligence was a little off in our monitoring of their information broadcast. It seems that their ruler, Attenborough, has cleverly concealed the existence of an intelligent ape-like species which dominates the planet.
What exactly is the problem with these apes?
Ah, well, they have guns, you see. We were expecting to be met with teeth, claws, and maybe a few tusks, but high-caliber rounds weren't on the itinerary. So we're going to try again, but unfortunately a lot of our troops are somewhat dead. So we've had to conscript a lot of citizens. We've already sent out all the invitational letters, and you, General, will have the fine honour of leading these untrained individuals into battle, as well as overseeing recruitment. Tea?
What?
Would you like some tea?
Now, the General didn't care for some tea any more than Ognam cared to join the army. Nonetheless, that was what was happening. The Grand Hall of Banania was filled with thousands of citizens who had received a letter of invitation, and they now stood lined up before a small black booth at the far end of the hall.
What's going on?
Conscription.
That's bananas.
Well, yes, that's what it's all about.
I mean, don't we already have an army?
We did. They're all dead. That's why we're here, to form a new army.
They expect us to be better than trained fighters?
Ooh, they weren't trained. This is pretty much how the last army was formed. We just didn't have any wars till now.
That man with the peg leg keeps blindfolding people and taking them into that booth. What happens in there?
Ah, that's General Rape. And that's where you get conscripted. Inside the booth is a barrel, and inside the barrel are bananas. Now some of those bananas are bad and blackish. If you pull out one of those, you're drafted.
Silent in the night!
Excuse me, General. While you're here, sorry, but I don't really want to be a soldier.
It's conscription, not enrollment. You can be next. Here, put this on.
But I can't see.
Get in!
Ouch!
Mind your head. Ow! Take a banana from the barrel.
Where is it? I can't feel it.
Step forward. Watch it.
That's better now. I can see. Hang on. All of these bananas are black. Not a single one is
right. Put that blindfold back on.
Everyone, come here. It's a trick. All the bananas are
During Ognam's absence of consciousness, the general skipped the banana barrel process and conscripted everyone anyway. General Rape had requested that Ognam be silenced permanently, but the Emperor persuaded him otherwise about the tackiness of blatant violence. Our story resumes several hours later with Ognam aboard the vessel Banana Star Galactica 2.
You are on board the express ship to planet Earth. Our arrival time is estimated to be in 10 cycles time.
Your midday rations, Private Ognam.
Out the window, is that Banania?
Yes.
It looks so far away.
Yes.
I've got to get off this ship and get back home.
Your midday ration.
Hang on. You can help me get out of here.
What are you doing?
Hold still!
Where are you putting that fork?
Almost done!
Stop, Dave.
At the end of the testing, there will be cake. I don't blame you.
There, that should do it. Now, robot!
Yes, sir?
Are there any escape pods on this ship?
Yes, they are located at the port side of the spaceship.
Take me there, robot!
Okie dokie.
Which way now?
It's just...
Someone's coming! Quick, in here!
I'll take care of Private Ognam, and then you can dispose of the body!
I thought the Emperor specifically said not to kill him.
In space, no one can hear you bleed!
Now I've really got to get out of here! Quick, robot, to the escape pod! Which way now?
There's the escape pod.
All right, how do we launch?
I've been looking for the same thing myself. And I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Whoa, hang on. Aren't you Bono Anna?
Yeah. Though it's Private Bono Anna now. Hey, maybe this thing's music activated.
I don't think so.
And I do have my astroturf.
Actually, here's the button.
It's a banana day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a banana day.
Escape pod is departing pod 32.
Don't let it get away.
Please stand clear.
Hello, I'm David Attenborough. Welcome to our special on African lions. Now, over here, we have one of Africa's most common breed of lion. Good God! Is that a spaceship?
Will Attenborough be able to finish his documentary? Find out on next week's episode of Banania. Dominic Derib played Ognam, narration, guard, and David Attenborough. Toby Hughes played everyone else. Sound tech stuff by Robert Carrera and Kyle Evans.